Good afternoon and welcome to today's study, little children. It's April 13th, 2023. Ward Green with you here. I just went shopping today and it was a quite difficult or big expedition because I had my bike trailer. I brought the bike trailer out with me and I wanted to pick up some fizzy water, which is heavy, so I needed the trailer. I didn't want to take the car because it was such a beautiful day. It was very hot today, though. Very warm. Even though I managed to get it done before the real worst heat arrived. It's really 30 Celsius here now. It's too warm to go up in the attic, which I thought about doing after I got my new battery headlamp. My new headlamp. I got a headlamp online. So many things are inexpensive now. So much new technology, new flashlights or new headlamps and inexpensive and very high quality, very bright lights and things like that, which we just couldn't find before. They just didn't exist. Now, I mean, I'm talking about probably a few decades or quite a few decades ago when these things did not exist. I want to show you something. Before we begin our study, and that is, welcome to the study, by the way, as I possibly said already, but I want to show you this new group. Where is it? Oh, yes. Okay, I should be able to just open this up and then bring it and drag it over here. Let's see. That's not what I wanted to have happen, but that's okay. I can just drag this right down like this. There we are. There's my screenshot that I took a few minutes ago. We have a new member in the family. It's Cammy, top left. Cammy, short for Kamasu. The Kamasu watch, which is a series of watches made by the Orient Company. It's a Japanese movement inside. It's the only other Japanese movement other than Seiko that we typically have among the well-made Japanese, you know, the high-quality Japanese movements that are available. The Orient was one that I wanted to have because it's different from the Seiko. And I really learned some things about it that made me believe it was very good. But there were other good things about this watch. The lume is particularly good at night, so that when it's fluorescing at night, it's a very nice lume, very fine, very bright lume compared to some of my other watches. But also, it's more than that. I know it is. Well, it looks nice, of course. It comes with its own bracelet, too, which is good. I'm trying to think, what were the other features about it? Is it just because of the fact that it was... So it's 200 meters of water resistance, too. It's a dive watch. It has the color. That's called a Pepsi, where you get the red and blue together. And just like when you have a watch that's a very tall watch that stands high on your wrist, it's called a tuna, like a can of tuna. It's named after a can of tuna in that case. And if you have these dials that are opposite black and white colors on the same face or dial, it's called a panda, just like the panda, black and white, of the panda bear. So the watches have their nicknames like that, or types. The nickname for the type of watch or the appearance of the watch or the different kind of watch, like the fact that the watch is very thick in height, that's the tuna can or the tuna. Now, I don't have any tunas here, I don't think. Well, maybe this one's sort of a tuna, but it's more of a panda. Hammy is a panda here, or crow, as I might call him or her. What is this? Moppy, but I want to call this one Oyster for some reason, but I don't know why. But and then Phoebe on the lower right for amphibian, and Dusty here with the moon dust on the face. But the Cammy, the new one. Oh yeah, I know why. It's the day date. I wanted a day date watch. See, the only day date that I had was Crow has a day date. That's the only one I had. So I realized after I bought these other ones that I really want to know the day of the week. I don't want to be sitting there looking at the date and not know the day of the week. So they're all fine and great watches actually, but they lack that feature. So if I wanted to get another one, I had to make sure I got that feature, as well as the fact it was a Japanese movement that was not made by Seiko. Although it's owned by Seiko, but it's not the same movements as the Seikos. So the movement in Dusty is an SW200. The movement in Phoebe is a Russian in-house movement. And the movement in Moppy is an NH35, which is a Seiko. Hammy has a Swiss movement, the H21, based on the Valjoux 7750, which is a chronograph movement, right? Because it has a stopwatch built in. So all of these things are different in terms of what the movements are inside. That's why I was interested to get the different watches. So that's enough for that. Let's get to our study for today now, shall we? In chapter 6 of part 1 of Wild Road, Ahead to History, paragraph 7 now, another way of viewing the BOS account, that's the Book of Sothis account, of Kings Silites or Silites and his successors is remarkable in that the predecessor of Senyusret the first of Dynasty 12 has a throne name Sehetepibri and reigns 20 years. Sehetepibri. So that this, together with Senyusret the first's 45-year reign immediately following Amenemhat the first, Sehetepibri, gives one to note an obvious parallel to the Book of Sothis, Dynasty 17. The similarity of Sehete to Saites and of 20 years to 19 years would be enough, but 45 years for Senyusret the first, the successor of Amenemhat I, compared to 44 years of rule for the successor of Saites, is more identifiable. I should point out here too that when I said that Dynasty 12 started in 1971, that's only if we take it as starting with Senyusret I, not with Amenemhat I. It starts 20 years earlier, 1991, if it starts with the first king, Amenemhat the first, who is typically taken to be the start of that dynasty. So the 1971 beginning for that date is it's not really the start of Dynasty 12. It's the start of the part of the dynasty that begins with Senyusret the first. That was what that 1971 date was, BCE date. The similarity of these things then show us that we could identify the BOS date, the listing in the BOS. Where is it? Is it here? Every time I restart this, it goes somewhere else. We said Saites? Saites. Oh, I know. It was in the Book of Sophists. Right. Yeah. Okay. I think it was Right here, yeah. So if we look at this, we see Silites, that's the king we're talking about, 19 years and then 44 years for Baon. So 19 followed by 44, that was what we were talking about. That looks like maybe that's the 12th dynasty because of that similarity in the name, Silites, and also the 19 years and the 44 years. All of those things being similar is a striking similarity that might make us think that's Dynasty 12, partly because within Dynasty 12, it also mentioned down below here, it says Joseph was appointed there during the reign of Apophis, it says, but that's not something that we believe is accurate, but it still mentions his name as if he's in that same dynasty. Because we don't know much about these ancient times, we just need to draw some kind of information from it, if we can. So, because Joseph is mentioned in that dynasty, that it's significant that we might think Joseph belongs in Dynasty 12. If we can identify that as Dynasty 12, and it looks like it had some similarities, that's why we wrote that. I just wanted to record that for posterity, that we know. We need to know for posterity's sake that that similarity exists. The 19, 44, and 36 years of the one case correspond to 20, 45, and 34 years of the other. And the 34 is overlapping, actually, so it's not really that similar because that 34 overlaps the previous 45 years. So, but it still has quite a few similarities. Any further comparison may be less useful, but this is not to lessen a positive identification of Dynasty 12, or so it would appear. It's just a conjecture on our part when we see that. It's just similar. It's rather difficult to put it down to mere chance. This is important to Israelite history in Egypt, as it is in Dynasty 12 that we previously saw Joseph and his family arriving in Egypt in our blessed genealogy chronology. And the 12th dynasty is the dynasty during which the conqueror Sesostris emerges in the account of Manetho to conquer Asia, the same king called Osiris by Sir Isaac Newton. What that has to do with the Israelites, I don't have any idea, but it's worth noting that that was part of Dynasty 12. As previously mentioned, of course, it could have been that one of these important things that happened in the 12th dynasty had something to do with the Israelites, and that's why we mention it. As previously mentioned, recorded events of the rising of the star Sothis during the reigns of both Sesostris the First and Sesostris the Third in Dynasty 12 of Egypt. These reigns of these kings had records of the rising of the star Sothis at particular dates during their reign. That helps us date the dynasty, which according to some scholars has dates more precise even than much later dynasties. Much later dynasties. Gay Calendar, writing in Chapter 7 of Oxford History of Ancient Egypt, does not agree with this viewpoint, which is just a full disclosure or honesty. We don't want to say that everybody agrees with our viewpoint or with anyone else's viewpoint, even though some scholars do believe that the 12th dynasty is more accurately known as to its dating than much later dynasties because of these dated rising of the star of Sothis. There are dates in the Egyptian calendar where these events of the rising of Sothis are recorded during those kings' reigns, and that tells us, well, that king must have reigned at this particular time because we can calculate when that star rose in our calendar or the Julian calendar, which is used for ancient history. So that's all for now. That was just another case of we need to document a few things, and that's not really the most, it might turn out to be the most important information, but we don't know that that's the most important or earth-shaking or consequential information that we could ever find. still, it's the best that we have when we're trying to learn these things. Proverbs 12 and 23, when we're trying to learn about the ancient chronology as it pertains to the Bible chronology and the Israelites. For example, in this case, Joseph ruling as governor. Now, Proverbs, our scripture for today, Proverbs 12 and 23, a shrewd man is covering knowledge, but the heart of the stupid ones is one that calls out foolishness. I looked at something to do with that. Let's see. Where is it? Is it here? Bible Hub. I looked it up on Bible Hub, but I guess I don't have it here at the moment. Anyway, most of the translations said almost identically the same thing with regard to that particular proverb. Back to our Genesis reading for today. Genesis 44, right. So we saw that Joseph's brothers had returned to Egypt and they had a meal, a fine sit-down meal together with Joseph and the Egyptians. Oh, I made a mistake yesterday. I noticed when I watched my own video that the Egyptians were not able to eat a meal with the Hebrews because that is a detestable thing to the Egyptians. Not to the Hebrews. It was detestable to the Egyptians to eat with the Hebrews. So they had a meal, though. All of them sat, the Egyptians sat separately from the Hebrews, and the Hebrews, the brothers of Joseph, sat separately from Joseph because they believed he was an Egyptian, of course, and he had to act the part because he was the governor and ruler of all Egypt in place of Pharaoh, appointed by the Pharaoh. Later on, he commanded the man who was over his house, saying, fill the bags of the men with food, to the extent they are able to carry it, and place the money of each one in the mouth of his bag. But you must place my cup, the silver cup, in the mouth of the bag of the youngest, and the money for his cereals. So he did according to the word of Joseph, which he had spoken. The morning had become light when the men were sent away, both they and their asses. They went out of the city. They had not gone far when Joseph said to the man who was over his house, get up, chase after the men, and be certain to overtake them, and to say to them, why have you repaid bad for good? Is not this the thing that my master drinks from, and by means of which he expertly reads omens? It is a bad deed you have committed. Eventually he overtook them and spoke these words to them. But they said to him, why does my lord speak with such words as these? It is unthinkable that your servants should do anything like this. Why, the money that we found in the mouth of our bags we brought back to you from the land of Canaan. How then could we steal silver or gold from the house of your master? Let the one of your slaves with whom it may be found die, and let us ourselves also become slaves to my master. So he said, let it be now exactly according to your words. Thus the one with whom it may be found will become a slave to me, but you yourselves will be proved innocent. With that they quickly let down each one his bag to the earth, and they opened each one his own bag, and he went searching carefully. He started with the oldest and finished with the youngest. At last the cup was found in Benjamin's bag. Then they ripped their mantles apart and lifted each one his load back onto his ass and returned to the city. And Judah and his brothers went on into Joseph's house, and he was still there. And they proceeded to fall before him to the earth. Joseph now said to them, what sort of deed is this that you have done? Did you not know that such a man as I am can expertly read omens? At this, Judah exclaimed, "What can we say to my master? What can we speak, and how can we prove ourselves righteous? The true God has found out the error of your slaves. Here we are slaves to my master, both we and the one in whose hand the cup was found. However, he said, it is unthinkable for me to do this. The man in whose hand the cup was found is the one who will become a slave to me. As for the rest of you, go up in peace to your father." Judah now came near to him and said, "I pray you, my master, please let your slave speak a word in the hearing of my master, and do not let your anger grow hot against your slave, because it is the same with you as with Pharaoh. My master asked his slave, saying, 'Do you have a father or a brother?' So we said to my master, 'We do have an aged father and a child of his old age, the youngest, but his brother is dead, so that he alone is left of his mother, and his father does love him.' After that you said to your slaves, 'Bring him down to me, that I may set my eye upon him.' But we said to my master, 'The boy is not able to leave his father. If he did leave his father, he would certainly die.' Then you said to your slaves, 'Unless your youngest brother comes down with you, you may not see my face any more.' And it came about that we went up to your slave, my father, and then told him the words of my master. Later our father said, 'Return, buy a little food for us.' But we said, 'We are not able to go down. If our youngest brother is with us, we will go down, because we are not able to see the man's face in case our youngest brother is not with us.' Then your slave, my father, said to us, 'You yourselves well know that my wife bore but two sons to me. Later the one went out from my company, and I exclaimed, "Ah, he must surely be torn to pieces," and I have not seen him till now. If you were to take this one also out of my sight, and a fatal accident were to befall him, you would certainly bring down my gray hairs with calamity to Sheol. And now, as soon as I should come to your slave, my father, without the boy along with us, when that one's soul is bound up with this one's soul, then it is certain to occur that as soon as he sees that the boy is not there, he will simply die, and your slaves will indeed bring down the gray hairs of your slave, our father, with grief to Sheol. For your slave became surety for the boy, went away from his father, saying, "If I fail to bring him back to you, then I shall have sinned against my father forever. So now, please, let your slave stay instead of the boy as a slave to my master, that the boy may go up with his brothers. For how can I go up to my father without the boy along with me, for fear that then I may look upon the calamity that will find out my father?" That's the end of Genesis chapter 44. So we see Joseph appears to be playing this to the hilt, taking every opportunity to test his brothers to the limit here in terms of giving them some discipline for what they did to him by sending him into Egypt as a slave sold to the Midianites' caravan, and then just gave him up as though they had no interest in what happened to him. And here Joseph is doing what he feels is necessary to prepare them to reveal his identity to them. I believe that's what is going on, it appears here. Rather than just have them commit some unbelievable folly when they learn that their brother is ruling all Egypt, he needs to discipline them first. So that's it for today's study. Well, I'm not wearing my new watch yet. I'll be changing over tonight. And I'll wind all my watches as I've been doing. Oh, by the way, good news. Phoebe is keeping good time, is what I mean to say. Because Phoebe was about 30 seconds fast every day, 20 some seconds fast. And now Phoebe is keeping almost exactly the same time as Dusty is. and has gained maybe 5 seconds in the last day or so. That's remarkable. I mean, that's not 5 seconds on the clock. That's 5 seconds more than Dusty is gaining. And Dusty has gained about 6 seconds. 9 seconds, let's see, 35, about 9 seconds Dusty has gained since yesterday. So, and so that's remarkable, because Phoebe has gained maybe 7 seconds relative to Dusty, so that's maybe 16 seconds a day. Oh, that's so, yeah, so maybe it's not as big a difference as I thought, actually. It's possible that. But the thing was, Phoebe is not gaining very much on Dusty, which makes me think that it's or he or she has improved in operation, having maybe been broken in a little bit. So, I love you. I love you very much. I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining us, and I hope you enjoyed it. Come back again soon, and God bless you. Have faith in Christ, our Lord, and as we know, his name was Jesus. And for Ward Green, it's Phoebe and Dusty saying bye for now.